irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind everybody that the call-in number is 323-203-0815, and that's how you jump into the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Speaking of which, Dr. Pat Allen, you're live on the air.
Good. I'm glad I'm alive. I'm glad I'm on the air.
Oh, wow, Callie? We got a caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, Kelly. How are you? How are you, Dr. Pat?
I'm just
very
fine.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I called some weeks ago about the bankruptcy thing. I don't know if you remember. But today I have a question about something that happened to me last May. May, June. Can I ask?
Yes.
Okay. So let's say that this situation happened in a work environment. I was given a project to develop as I saw fit in an area of expertise I saw fit, and I was given a list of experts to choose from, someone to talk to and to guide me through that project. So I chose the area, I chose the expert, sent him an email saying that I chose a project in his area, and if I could talk to him. Well, I waited weeks and weeks and weeks.
What reason were you doing this? For work? For personal?
Let's say that was, I'm on the radio. Let's say
that was a radio show too?
Sorry?
Was that a radio show too?
No, it was a course I'm taking. But okay,
it's a class. I just wanted to know, what kind of job has you picking out people to talk? You know, I didn't.
No, it's just I'm on the radio and I'm afraid that, I hope not, because I'm not in the United States, but I'm a bit afraid that.
Don't leave any names. Don't leave any names.
Okay, but that was an assignment for that course. So he didn't answer. So I sent an email because COVID left me with emails and live video meetings and things like that. And I said, well, he isn't answering. Should I choose somebody else? Oh, no. He will answer. So,
what country are you in?
Oh, my God, Portugal.
What country are you in?
I'm in Portugal.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I couldn't recognize what country from your dialect, but I was curious once you said I'm in another country, and I got curious.
I'm sorry. I hope I'm not speaking
Darling, it's just
usually
you and
don't I. Speak. Okay, and the world, but let's forget that part. So he answered, and he scheduled a video meeting. And when we were beginning the video meeting, oh my God, he's so attractive. And I was, oh my God. But time went on, and he explained to me that this was not viable, this project of mine. So I went home and I thought, and I sent him an email saying, okay, I choose this other area. Can you give me some pointers or something? He didn't answer. So weeks went by and the deadline was coming close. And okay, I choose another expert. I choose the team and sent him an email, even so, saying that, and that he could give some contribution, something of his expertise, if he would like. Okay, weeks and weeks went by, and then he finally answered, saying that he understood the change of the project, but he wasn't seeing himself contributing because it was not his area. He felt that it was not a right fit for him. But on that point, I was so tired of all of this. No, he sent me an email saying it was all through email.
Okay.
So on that point, I was so tired of all this process that dragged itself for so much time that I thought, what should I do? Should I answer him? Should I not answer him? On May, I didn't know your show, so I needed some guidance. I didn't have the guidance. And when I don't know what to do, I don't do nothing.
Wait a minute. What guidance did you need? He said no.
Well, sent him an email thanking him for his time or...
Oh,
whatever.
I see. You were going to give him a thank you.
A thank you. But I was so tired of all of that that I choose not to send anything. So now I don't know what can I conclude from here, because we don't know each other personally. We only knew each other through the video meetings. I know he's a widow. His wife died last year of a prolonged
disease. What is
it
that you want to talk to him about?
Well, I don't know.
He said no. He didn't want to talk about the subject, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you wanted to say other than thank you, which you could text him? If you knew his note, do you know his number, phone number,
no,
or something?
No. Well, I might.
How did you call him back?
By email.
Okay. Are you willing to send a nice email that thanks him for considering?
Well, this happened in June, May. We are in September.
It doesn't matter.
I think. Okay.
Saying thank you to something and someone is good for life. In other words, it might be, sir, whatever his name is. I've just been thinking, I didn't thank you for considering doing an experience with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It might cause him to reconsider doing one.
Okay, because I feel that.
What? There is no limitation on thank you. I'm a transactional analyst. Eric Byrne took Sigmund Freud and made him simpler. So what I'm saying to you is you have an interest to say something nice to this person, or maybe you want to ask him why he won't do it, which is not your position. That would not be a good thing for you to do, because it would be you taking over. But thank you for considering doing it. Is always good.
Yes, and the attraction I felt for him, I was taken aback by that, because I wasn't expecting, and I believe I will see him again, and I would not like this to be, how can I say, give him a wrong impression of me, or of being too abrupt.
You want him to have an impression of you as a loving woman?
Yes, I would like to, yes.
Well, then please feel free I won't ask you what his first name is, but we'll call him Mr. X.
Mr. X, yes.
I've been thinking about you, and I accept that we didn't do our conversation, but I do want to tell you I appreciated your considering doing it with me. So thank you very much. What?
Yes. I might say that I didn't saw his email or something like that.
Say something. I was very attracted to your voice.
Oh, God, no, I can't say that.
Then don't say it. I'm running things by you for your choice.
Yes.
So say thank you in any way that you feel comfortable. Girls have to feel comfortable to do good.
Do,
so please do that. Do you want to write
And I would
below?
Like to know him better. Yes.
What?
I would like to know him better. I don't know. Establish some kind of connection.
That's too close to chasing. You could put it in your note. Why don't you? Do you have paper and pencil right now? We can do it.
I have a pen and paper. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So,
yes.
Dear Mr. X,
yes.
I'll dictate and you can correct it. Dear Mr. X,
yes.
You came across my mind and I was pleased. I accepted that you did not want to do the conversation.
Yes.
But I do want to say thank you for considering me. And if you ever have a need for that again, please consider me.
Yes.
How do you feel about that message?
I feel okay in its genesis, but I think as he was in an authority figure, I have to, and things were very formal, I maybe have to tone it down a bit, but yes.
You didn't say anything that wasn't normal for human beings.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you to be more of a woman and less of a man.
Yes, I have that problem, unfortunately. Yes.
So have you been listening to this radio show?
Yes, I have. And do you feel like I'm too much of a man? Yes, that's it.
No, I don't feel too much of a man. You said you liked him and you were attracted to him, and you told me that.
Yes.
I liked that. That was very feminine. But then you went into formal.
Yes.
And that, if you want him to think of you, as you said in your note, that you thought about him and it was okay that he didn't do the show, but you enjoyed being picked. In other words, we wrote a little note and you can rewrite it, but I don't want you to chase him like a date.
No, but unfortunately
that's not appropriate.
Yes, but the thing was that I had to contact him as an expert in that area. He didn't contact
then
me.
Then please contact him by saying, I've been thinking about you and with pleasure, and I, as part of the project, would you be willing to have a conversation about my subject.
Okay.
Ask him if he's willing to do it.
Okay. Even if when he said no.
He said no to that conversation.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think he rejected me as a woman? He rejected that.
Wait a minute. Who picked you? Did he pick you?
No, I picked him. We have to pick our experts, so to speak. We have to pick.
All right. So he...
Unfortunately...
He agreed to you and then mm-hmm. canceled. Well, now you have said to me that you, as an expert, are supposed to ask him, or he's an expert, and you're going to ask him a piece of advice. Well,
yes,
do it as part of your remembering him.
Yes, and he said no. I asked him for his advice, and finally, in the last email, he said, "Well, that is not really my area. I don't feel like."
Okay, so he said no. You've already asked him, and he said no. Then this is going back to a thank you for thinking of me. Possibly.
Yes.
I give you permission.
Yes.
To do a thank you note that doesn't ask him for a date.
Yes. Do you think I can do that? Okay, because this happened in May and we are in September, so
darling,
it was a long time.
You can remember nice events all of your life. I help people write letters to people they knew in high school. Particularly romantic, like you said, you were attracted to him.
Yes,
so
very.
Well, I'm helping you get into his brain with a good thought. So I'm doing what I like to do.
Yes, that is perfect.
Did you get what you needed from me today?
Yes, I did, but... Let me ask you only one thing more. Do you think men like crazy women?
Do I think men like what kind of women?
Crazy women.
What's that word you're using?
Crazy.
Who's crazy here?
No, I'm not talking of this situation specifically. But sometimes I find also men enamored by crazy women that are bipolar.
Honey,
I don't know.
If their mother scripted them by being crazy herself, I pretty much guarantee he's going to be attracted to mothers like his mother that mm-hmm. give him a sense of being at home with mom. So the answer is yes. Men who have been raised by disabled women tend to go around and pick them out unless they're given help not to do it.
Yes. Well, I think I will send him an email because I have the feeling that I will see him this year. And I would like to leave him with a good impression, a loving impression, without being too forward.
Use the impression that we created.
Yes.
It's grateful.
And I will listen. Yes. And be grateful, yes.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
You're welcome and call again.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the call-in number is 323-203-0815, and I will remind everybody that we have a free download at www.drpatallen.com that you can download and listen to Communications Relationship. Great video, really fun.
And to get Dr. Allen's new book, you can find it at oneeyestore.com. It's a man's world and a woman's universe. It's an amazing book. Sam at the switchboard has got us another caller. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Awesome. Yes, I do. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Thank you for calling. Without your calls, we would not have a show.
True. So I'll get to it. I am married with a 7-month-old baby. My question for you
seven,
is
what,
how...
7 months old?
7 months old baby, correct.
Okay, boy or girl?
A boy baby.
A boy baby. So guess who's the important parent?
Me.
Yes. You are the mirror to his manhood.
It's a... You know, can you actually, before I ask my question, can you talk a little bit more about that? Because it feels like a huge responsibility.
Okay. Who was the man of the house in your family as a child, mom or dad?
Probably my mom. She was the stubborn, controlling, dominant one. My dad was submissive and did it her way most of the time.
That's fine as long as they both like it. They were married and he was the wife. He was the wife and she was the husband. And that all,
yep,
that works. Are they still together?
Yes, they are. Yeah. And they will be together till the end, even though I would say it was a very difficult dynamic for me to grow up in. But yes, they are still together, and they will be.
Okay. Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Is he a man, or is he going towards being a woman?
He is a very weak and depressed, and he's also married, by the way. But yeah, he's also the woman.
Okay. And do you know that you have signs of being like your mother?
Yes. I've been in extensive therapy, in fact, to because I'm so different from her, to make sure
Are you different? Do you respect your husband?
Yes, I do. Most of the time. Yeah.
So I understand you're not perfect, but have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes. In fact, I would say I am married today because of your work and following your work and doing Getting to I Do.
I adore you for saying that. That's wonderful. Do you know what the tools are? Do you want me to go over the tools for you? I'm a transactional
analyst. I do know the tools. Yes, I do. I know the tools to make an appointment, and I have tried.
The first tool is don't ask him what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding.
Right.
When you pull on him as a woman and want him to talk like a woman, he's getting trained to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Always ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions, his ideas, and what you can do to help you and he do it well.
Do better. Yes.
Do better. Thank you. The second tool you've got down, which is important, but the first one is important. The second one is where you make an appointment to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him about anything. When you teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question, you're mothering him, and that means you're not respecting him. You're cherishing him, which is good when he's 60, but not good when he's in his 30s or 40s. Got that?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Third tool, he's not a perfect man, and he does something or says something that irritates you. The first thing you say is, you have every right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, not do it. You have every right to be you, but I'm uncomfortable with what you did, what you said. Are you willing to change and do it this way? What can I do to help you and I do it so that I'm comfortable, so that I can respect you the way I want to? Got that?
Yes, that fourth one is yeah, that's a good one. Even if I don't need to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer, they are all good. You're right. But
I know that, dear. I want to finish.
Go ahead. Yeah.
That is the third tool. The fourth tool is 90% of all communication is body language, tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. You've got to get those up to words. Honey, I sense by the look on your face, I think by your body language, I believe by your tone of voice that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes or no? Yes, you are. What can I do to help you and I do better now? Nothing. Thanks for asking.
Nothing. Yeah, that's what I get a lot of the time.
You know what I'm saying? If he says, thank you. Honey, lots of men appreciate you even asking what you can do to help you and them do better. So please feel free to use it.
Okay, even if he says nothing, still good to do it.
Oh, if he says nothing, say, you have every right not to tell me you're upset. But if you ever are upset with me, please let me know, and I will ask you what I can do to help you and I do it better. Or, how old are you?
How old am I? 36.
How old is he?
39.
Okay, so he's still on testosterone. When he gets up there to 50s and 60s, you can listen when he talks about his painful life and ask him, what can I do to help you and I feel better?
Yeah.
But he's pretty much on maleness right now. So
totally.
With that in mind, if you're studying my work, and you are together, and you are aiming at being cherished by a man you respect, because I can't have two respectables. I think, I want, I feel, I don't want. I need one masculine respectable and one cherishable feminine.
Yes.
And you want to be cherished, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
But your mother showed you how to be respected, didn't she?
She sure did.
Okay, but you listen for it and you shut your mouth when you hear him come out, the masculine side of you. Every woman has a feminine body, but every woman has a masculine soul, the animus. Every man has a masculine body, but a feminine soul, the anima. And Carl Jung's wife, Emma, wrote the book on it called Anima. Emma was busy with wars and men, and he wasn't interested as much as Emma was in the complexity of love. In my book, it's a man's world, and the Woman's Universe, that book talks about the legend of the Grail, which is how women can help men learn to love women and children with cherishing. So if you want, do you have that book? Have you read that book?
I have not read that one yet. No.
Okay, because from page 1 to 23, it talks about what I just told you, having to do with the East and the West. And the book talks about these tools of communication as an individual, as a couple, and as a family. So I want to reinforce the fact that my tools, which you know, are really helpers to be either respected, if you want that. I have no problem with women wanting to be respected as long as they want to be with men that want to be cherished. I need one of each. Two men, even if they're gay, one has to be masculine and respectable, and one has to be feminine and cherishable. Even if they're lesbians, one has to be masculine and one has to be feminine. Or people like me make money. I'd rather do something else than make money with people getting loving and happy. I work for success, not money.
Yes.
Anything else I can do for you right now?
Yes.
What?
So my question is, I struggle with how to implement the tool when, so I've already made an appointment and had a conversation with my husband around how I want to respect him, and he has, you know, every right to, well, we had a conversation to summarize about all of the chores and the work that comes with having a baby.
Yes.
And we have an equal relationship. We both do half, put in half towards
good.
The mortgage.
So you do it sometimes and he does it. Have you weekly sat down with that page, you know, with that, do you know that the 14th chapter in Getting to I Do is the strike a deal, time, space, money in play? Do you have an evaluation meeting once a month to see if there's anything?
We did have an evaluation meeting. Yes. We talked about time, space, and play. Where we struggle is, we come to an agreement about chores, and then he will start slipping. And then I'm forced to either nag him, which I don't want to do, or do it myself, which I will then resent him for and will erode my respect for him. And
I
so
fully
I'm,
understand
my question
that.
Is, should I,
Are you
yeah,
talk, what chore do you not like the most?
The trash and the diaper pail.
Okay. And the who? What was that last word?
The diapers. Like the diapers have a special trash thing that holds the diapers. And when it's full, it's a it's an important thing.
I understand that. Did he pick those chores or did you give them to him?
He picked them. Because I made a list and I said, what do you want? You know, there's
very
chores
good.
I do that
oh
I know
Oh, my God, that's
do.
Wonderful. Would you be so kind as to leave the diapers full of shit in the front room?
I can do that. But it is an extra chore for me to take them out of the nursery and into the front room. But I can do it. I can do it.
Well, why don't you let it all smell up the joint? The point of what I'm saying is, would you please go to him and say, so-and-so, I want to remind you of something we agreed to that is not being done. Are you willing
yes.
to take a convenient time to do it? What would he say?
He would say, I know I'm going to take the diapers out. I just haven't gotten to it. I'm going to do it. And then he will do it later. But we have this.
I want you
it's
to
been
know
multiple times.
That I will put yeah. the diapers next to the front door.
Uh-huh. And
you know what that does?
Leave them for as long.
That
reminds him.
That doesn't talk to him. It demonstrates shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to fight over the diapers. Even getting them just to the front door or the kitchen door is you not talking to him about he didn't do it right, that bad boy.
Right.
It reminds him of his chores. So you've got two chores, diapers, and what's the other one?
He has more than two chores. He has like diapers, emptying the dishwasher at night.
Oh.
Well,
does
running
he do
it at
most
night.
Of them?
So he has, like, he'll be on a good streak and then things start to slip. And then
that's
it'll be a couple days in a row.
Goes to the front door.
That's when the shit goes to the front door. Okay.
That's right. You're helping them a
okay,
little
so I have
bit.
To make it visible without saying anything. Just make it visible
yeah, without
that you're
saying
slipping.
Anything. Do not talk mother. Mother is spelled M-A-N. Mother
yeah.
is spelled M-A-N. Your mom was a man, and you've been trained to be a man, and you're not going to take the diapers all the way out to the garbage. You're going to take them to the front door when they should be out of the house.
Yeah.
Is that true? Do you have a garbage can outside, garage, someplace?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah, it has to go outside.
So therefore, the job that you're doing by getting the bag to the door is not getting the bag to the door. It is getting him to notice the bag by the door without you spelling M-A-N or M-O-M. You're
do
not
you think? Yeah, go ahead.
Don't replace your mother. I'm going to say something
yeah.
to you. It's called an Upanishad from India. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank or handling money and sex, how close and intimate you are. So I want you to understand that your destiny is hooked up with your mouth. Talking like a man to a man that's doing not a perfect job, but working with you.
Yeah.
Are you willing
what
to do
I
that?
Do? I can
go ahead.
Keep my mouth. I can keep my mouth shut and not mother him.
Ooh.
But there. Who? My husband. I don't
yeah,
want to
no,
mother
I didn't
my
say
husband.
Who. I said, ooh. I said, ooh. I like
oh,
what
oh,
you
ooh.
Said.
Yeah. I can. And I. My. concern is when becomes a really, because we agreed to an equal partnership, you know, we both have professional jobs. We both work hard.
I love it.
Same amounts of money. We both pay 50-50 for everything. And I'm okay with that. And he's okay with that. But when it comes to the baby work and the household work, I see that I'm picking up more than half, a lot more than half of the things that need to get done.
Why did you have a baby?
Because I always wanted to have a child and raise a child. And
is he as much of a father as you are a mother?
It depends. I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that.
Then maybe you're more of a parent than he is.
Right now, I am, because I'm on maternity leave and he is back at work.
So
I am more of a parent. Yeah.
Okay. Are you willing to love your son? It's a boy?
Yeah, it's a boy. Yes.
You're willing not to hate the boy's father, because that's going to show up on your son.
Yeah.
Are you willing to take the burden of responsibility other than signaling him by moving the trash shit to the front door without any verbiage? Are you willing to not act like a mother with your son's father, so that he sees a woman respect a man when she's taking care of her son better than her husband?
Yes. Yes.
Is your son worth it?
100%.
Then I'm going to give you permission to write your husband a note or to make a mark or something. Give him a token that signals him that he didn't do his chore if you promise not to speak.
Okay.
Your baby boy, 7 months old, is within 3 months of listening to your voice be happy or be angry, and to listen to his daddy feel put upon. And I want you to know that that feeling system tells your baby by the time he's 10 years old that you don't like his father, like you know your mother doesn't like your father.
Yeah.
And take a look at your brother. Do you have a sister?
No.
So you're the masculine sister and he's the feminine brother.
Yes.
Do you want your son to be masculine or feminine?
Masculine. I want him to be whoever he wants to be. I actually don't care. It's up to him to decide.
I got news for you. Wait a minute. That doesn't work that way. What you think, you are the major parent. If you don't respect him or the father, that boy is going to be clipped. The war against boys by summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just warning you.
I read an article about that. Yeah. No, I don't want that. I want my son to be strong and have
confidence. Then here's what you do. I'm going to tell you exactly.
Powerful.
For the first 10 months of his life, make sure the tone of your voice is loving.
Okay.
He's impacted by the tone of your voice. I just read a scientific article about this. And the article called it babbling. that babies babble for the first 10 months of, but by the time they are 3 years old, they're using language.
Mm-hmm.
And the language will be demonstrated by the father, because your husband is the role model for your son. And if you don't like your husband, that message is coming across to your son.
Right. Of course. Children.
So are you
I agree with you. I believe children feel that whether their parents like each other.
I know that. So yeah. I'm telling you scientifically what I've always known it because I had read it somewhere else that by 10 months, the tone of voice, the look of the face, the tone, everything that the mother and dad, mother to son, father to daughter. Oh, come on, honey, your brother can do that. You're smarter than he is. That's a dad who wants a boy for a girl.
Yeah.
Did your dad like you as a boy?
Only as a boy. Yeah.
He didn't like you as a girl? By the age of eight,
feelings are not what we really talked about. Yeah.
What?
He did. He cherished me more when I was younger. Now, as an adult, he can't talk or he can't. He can talk. He just can't talk about feelings or anything, even though he's in his 70s.
Have you used my tools on him?
Yeah, I have actually, especially making an appointment before teach, preach, bitch, or moan.
Or question him.
And in the moment, it works really well. But it's hard because he's not trained with your tools.
I know you are.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And your son is trainable at least by the time 3 years old is when that happens. So I'm just letting you know you're the mother of this young man that's counting on you to respect him like you do your husband. Even when you're mad at him.
Yeah.
The less words you use, the less mothering you are. That's why I said, put the diapers by the front door and don't say anything.
That's a great idea. I mean, I'm going to do that. I want to use less words and he responds well, better to, I think, action than to words.
I'm telling you, that's what men do. They have, is he right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Then he has a smaller corpus callosum bridge between the right feeling lobe and the left Broca language lobe. Which means he's in one lobe or the other. You and I are in both lobes. Left-handed men, ambidextrous men, biologically gay men who are still in their female brain. Because they are, biologically.
Yeah.
But half of the gay men are not biological. They're psychologically castrated of respect.
Oh.
Biological gayness is totally different. Yes, it is, dear. Do you know that every baby is a girl for 8 days? then mother reacts to the baby boy's chemistry with the SRI gene, and she and the baby finish the job of converting it into a boy if they have the right chemistry. But if mom doesn't put out enough, the baby will be either bisexual, both male and female, or totally male, or totally female. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
I have a question for you. Assuming he is masculine, so do I cherish my son until age 10?
No, you cherish your son until the age 3 to 5.
Oh, 3 to 5. And after that, it turns to respect, and I use the tool.
You've got to start respecting him from, he starts using words at 3.
Yeah.
And you can start negotiating. Yes, yes, you want your dessert now? Oh, I'm not comfortable. No. You eat your dinner, then you get your dessert. Oh, you hate me? Oh, that's okay. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's only 3 ways to communicate. One is intimidate with fear, and they're either nonverbal or verbal. The second one is seduce with guilt and shame. Oh, how could you do it? And the third one is negotiate with love, and that's what I teach.
I love it.
I do too. But I was born and raised to be a boy.
Yeah, me too. So I have a lot of internal talk with myself, internal communication that has a lot of guilt and shame. And I'm learning and
What for? Are you trying to do good to feel good? That's a man. Or are you trying to feel good to do good?
I've been trained to do good, to feel good. And it doesn't work ever.
It doesn't work. It's not natural for a girl to do that. Would you be so kind when you do things? Better you shut your mouth and demonstrate, like we just did with the bag of diapers.
Yeah.
Your words are big time.
Yeah. I really watch my words. Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
Call back and I'll walk you through your life.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, Dr. Pat, we've got some more calls in our queue. Sam's going to get us another one. Okay. Pretty exciting. Caller, you are live with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. Got a question? Oh, you got to turn the radio down.
Yes, good afternoon. Happy Thursday. My name is Bill. How are you today? Hello,
what
Dr.
can I
Allen?
Do for you?
Oh, yes. Happy Thursday, ma'am. I was calling today because I met a very nice man online, and we've been interacting.
You met him, he met you. Who spoke first?
Who spoke first? He spoke first by email, and then I'm reading your book, and then I insisted that we go into communicating. Voice to voice.
I see. But he spoke first to you.
Okay. Maybe if I'm understanding you correctly, when I saw his profile,
did he call you or did you call him?
Oh, I got that. I got your technique, doctor. I let him call me. I refused. After
I got it.
Chapter.
So unhappy. I'm happy. Now ask me what you want to ask me.
Okay. I will, because we're in the incubation stage, the first 3 months, the issue of sex is coming up for me, and it's premature for me. And I am a Christian, and I want to wait until I get married. And I just want to get your feedback on some of the things that I can do to, you know, keep it geared.
Do not try to marry a man that does not believe the same thing.
Excellent point. And that was important to me as well. And so what I did, I told him, if we're going to say we're Christians, then we're going to have to include God in the center of our relationship. And so every morning when we talk and before we begin our day, we say a prayer. So I thought that was pretty good. But I want your feedback.
Have you ever had intercourse with him?
No.
And he's okay with that?
He is okay with that.
Then I have no problem. That's perfect. You have to have somebody that was raised with the same premise. It's too big a deal. Everybody thinks sex is nothing, and it's big time.
I agreed with you, doctor.
Do you know what I call intercourse? God's moment. It's the only moment that a human being can do an act of God and make a baby. It's the only moment. I don't care what people do. Sleep together, give them a hand job, let them go down on you. I could care less about anything, but don't let that penis go in your mouth, anus, or vagina, because that's when you are misusing God's moment.
Excellent. And I appreciate you so much more for saying that. It's very earthy when you speak, but at the same time, I do appreciate your earthiness.
Very good. So now that we know he and you and I are all on the same page, no in unless married was for you. I have no judgment about people that are monogamous, continuous, and long-term. I'm not a moralist. I'm a therapist, and therefore
correct.
I'm not judging people that are monogamous, continuous, and aiming towards marriage with or without an engagement ring, because I'm not stupid enough to try to convert the whole universe of people into something that is not believed in regularly.
Correct.
It's called compromising.
Yes,
what?
Correct.
Good. So what can I do for you today?
Okay. I find that I am a little bit of a narcissist. And I'm taking on the feminine role, because he definitely is the dominant male. And it's working out well, where I'm putting myself into the cherished role. And I was just wondering.
Oh, very good.
Yes. I was just wondering, what other strategies can I employ to get him to draw him in, into my web?
What is he not doing? What do you want to mother him on?
Do I want to mother him? No, I just think it's a big, I think what it is that he writes some of the most beautiful poems, and he's romancing me, and I'm trying to like push it back and say, well, wait a minute, let's take our time.
Why are you doing that? I just told you I want him to get his affection.
Oh, you want him to get his affection, and that would be through his poems and everything, and calling and talking to
me? I want his body. Your body and his body have to be best friends.
And how do we achieve that, doctor?
By not having intercourse with them.
Exactly. And yes, so I got that formula then. Excellent, doctor. Excellent. Excellent.
And be as affectionate as you are comfortable. God is not interested in who you hug. He is interested in who you make a baby of. In fact, the goal, our whole, what country are you in?
Oh, I'm in Northern California.
Fine. Do you know we're going into a big Ray Wade abortion thing? We're going into a massive, you know, law thing. So you won't have to worry about that. But he needs affection. He has a feminine soul. Would you please be affectionate with him?
Okay, I will do that for sure, doctor. I will do that. I will do that
within your comfort zone.
Correct. I will do that. Now, I think when I heard you, you wrote a second book. And I remember when I tuned into you last week.
I've written about five books.
Oh, you did? Okay, so I'm going to have to go to your website. And what would be the second book? What would be the second book you suggested I read after getting to
A Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
A Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Men are in charge of things. Bad men make women things. That's Taliban. Do you see?
I do.
Women are in charge of oxygen. We speak more words than they do. And we are in charge of oxygen. This stupid disease that we have, this virus, the sign of it is huge problems with lungs.
Correct. That is correct. It is centered in the lungs.
So what I'm sharing with you is nature sets it up. So please, no intercourse till you're married.
Almost definitely.
Please watch your mouth and mothering him. Use my tools.
Okay. And I know you said also, doctor, to at least wait 1 year before marriage. And I don't know if I can do that being celibate. I did not realize celibacy would be so difficult.
Wait a minute. How long have you dated him?
We're still in the incubation stage, the first 3 months.
So that's the perfect period. You're not going to wait to marry him for how long? What time? You want to marry him at 6? When are you going to get engaged?
That's what I want your advice on.
Well, getting engaged can happen any time. And as far as I'm concerned, engagement for many, many, many people allows them to live together, to play house. But you and he, do you both attend the same church?
No, we don't, but we can make that work.
Okay. So do you want to be with him sooner than a year?
Yes.
Get engaged.
Got it. Okay.
And live with him. And live with him. And then marry him at a year.
I follow you. Okay. I follow you, doctor.
And I really don't care if you have intercourse when you live with him. But playing house can be good.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, because he gets accustomed to the routine and everything. We would both do.
I do not give my approval to living together without engagement.
Understandably so. Yes, I do understand.
But you're wanting to marry him before a year. That is not smart. You don't even know people till you know them a year.
Okay. Well, I will do what it takes to get to the year then, Dr. Allen, because I value your input.
Well, but I already gave you an option.
You did. You gave me engagement with a ring. And yes. But time will tell. I think it's a waiting game now.
I understand that, but that's what spirituality is. What are you willing? What purpose are you doing? Are you having sex or are you making love?
Oh, I see what you're saying, sex or making love. And of course I would want the latter.
I appreciate that. That's engagement and living together without intercourse.
I'm taking notes.
That's fine.
Okay, excellent. Okay, I see what you're saying. Excellent.
You see?
I do.
So consider your different options.
Okay. I will.
Good.
I will. And thank you so much for your time, and God bless and keep you.
God bless you and keep you.
Yes, that's the plan. Okay, doctor. Thank you so very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Surely.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paula.
Bye.
Okay, Dr. Allen, we've got some more calls in our queue, and Sam's going to get us another one. In the meantime, everybody should take a look at wantistore.com to find those wonderful books we've been talking about. It's A Man's World, But a Woman's Universe, Conversational Rape, the Over 50 Dating DVD set. Oh, so many amazing products that Dr. Allen has created over the years. And that's where you can find them, www.oneistore.com. Pretty amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
The one on languaging is Conversational Rape.
Hi, this is John here in Orange County.
Hi, John. How are you? You're live with Dr. Uh-oh, we lost John. That's a shame.
Ooh.
Oh, well, maybe we'll get him back.
Looks like he got back.
Yeah, he looks like he got bumped out somehow.
Right.
Or maybe that was his voicemail and we just didn't realize that. That could be it. So callers, if we call you back, make sure that you answer. Hey, we've got a live one. Hi, caller, you're in the hot seat with Dr. Pat. Got a question?
Yes. How are you, ladies?
Fine. Excellent. I'm fine. Kelly, are you
okay.
fine?
Okay. So I'm calling with a little bit of, well, I guess it's a question. Well, okay. So I, two men have been dating me.
Good.
And, okay. So man number one, he does this very weird thing. Well, first of all, he only texts me very late at night. We had two dates. He only texts me very late at night. Granted, he works late shifts, so that's fine. He tends to call me.
So you're okay with that? Because you can always unplug the phone.
Well, when he's called before midnight, he tends to call most of the time, well, call, text. He texts between 11 and midnight, and I answer twice. Once I accepted a date at that point. Another time I told him I was too sleepy. And then another time he had come back from a trip, and I mean, this was crazy. He wrote me at like 2 a.m. to tell me he'd just gotten home. And I didn't respond till the next morning. But basically, this is a man I don't hear from until like after 10 p.m. And how do I?
Is that okay?
Well, if I'm honest, it feels fine. It feels very cozy. But it's more my head that's like,
Is your mother a man? Have you been taught how to do good to feel good? Are you
sure,
a man
yeah, absolutely,
or a woman?
Absolutely. Although I've been working with your system for 3 years, and I've come a very long way. I mean, I've come a very long way. So, and that's why I told you.
For what reason are you telling me that it's okay that he calls you late because he's working and you understand, and then you don't sound like you like him when he does that?
Well, when he reaches out, I'm not mean to him or anything. It's just that there's a part of me that's scared that it's
man,
like dis-
man,
okay.
man.
Okay. All right.
Are your mom and dad together?
No, my dad died when I was 3. So, and my mom never remarried. Yeah. So,
is this man acceptable for marriage?
Yes. I like this man.
Okay, then why do you want
to change
him? I
actually like this man. Okay, I don't want to change him. I just wanted to run it by you. Here is the part, to be honest, that, well, at 2 a.m., I didn't like it. And so at 2 a.m., I didn't respond until the next morning.
I want you not to have the phone on.
Okay.
Don't have it functioning at any time you don't want to be gotten up. Please. He can't afford your anger.
At 2 a.m., he did not wake me up. But it so happened that I was up, I saw it, and then I just responded like at 7 a.m. the next morning.
Then why is he getting blamed for irritating you?
No, he's not getting blamed. He's not getting blamed. I just wanted to find out from you if this is something that you think like says something that I should be worried about. But actually, let me tell you the part
I am worried about. You know what it says?
Yeah.
You know what it says to me?
Yes.
Her mom's a man, and she's going to be a man, and this is nothing but a divorce on the road.
Oh, about me?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't said anything to him.
Yes, you have. You said...
No, I haven't.
Pat, do you know he calls me at this time and this time and this time? And I go, don't answer the phone.
Yeah. At the time that I thought was too late, which was 2 a.m., I did not answer the phone. Another time, because I felt like it and he wanted to come over, I said he could come over. And another time, because I was sleepy, I told him I was too sleepy. And then he said that...
Those are all honest, feel-good answers. Those are very feminine.
Yes. No, and...
What is your question of me?
So the question I do have, though, is that he has a tendency when he texts sometimes to he clearly wants me to pull the trigger on asking for dates. So
that's because he's been raised in America, isn't he? In America.
I was not.
There's a book called The War Against Boys. Do you know that so many women want to be men that they really think that men that don't chase women are bigger men because they get the women to chase them?
Yes,
he's
and that's clearly...
That's clearly what
he believes. In fact, now that said, we've managed to go on 2 dates, and those were the 2 dates where he asked point blank. And of course, one of them was date one. On date one, he asked point blank. On date two, lately he's been quote unquote presenting. So what he does is he'll text me like you said, very late at night. And then it's like he's presenting and kind of suggesting, but with like never asking.
He's giving
point
you
blank.
A list of choices. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
3 choices.
Mm-hmm.
He says, these are some things that I want to do. Is there anything here you want?
No, he doesn't even do that. He he literally, he texts and it's very obvious that he wants me to say come over, and I don't want to do that. Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Do that.
Good.
I don't want you to do that.
Yes, I know. And so finally,
but what you can say is, I sense, remember the tool, I sense that you want me to come over. Am I right?
Oh, no. Well, he usually wants to come to my place. So I would say, I sense that you want to come over. Am I right? Is that what I should say?
Yes.
I sense that
That's
you want
right.
to come over. Okay. And then do what? And then see what he says?
What does he say?
Okay.
What does he say to that?
Oh, I've never done it that way. I've never done it that way.
Well, why don't you do it that way? Because that's the feminine way to do it.
Okay, good. So I should just say, I sense that you want to come over. Am I right? Okay. What he did do last time when he texted and I said, oh, it's lovely hearing from you. I'm super sleepy. He said, let's connect soon. And I said, sure. When and where were you thinking? And he says, I love what you did. Yeah. He says, let me think on it. And then a week passed. He said, let me think on it. And I said, okay, I would love to see you
to think on it. Do you understand?
Well, okay.
He's training you to be a mother, and I don't want that.
I know. I can tell.
Then
it's so obvious.
Honey, but I don't want you to. Now, look here, young man. You're supposed to say it this way.
Yes. No, I want. That's why I'm calling you. Okay, so here's what he did. So he said, let me think on it. And I said, great. I would love to see you. And then a week passed, and then he texted, I think, two nights a week later, he texted again, and then what did he say? He said something that was not like following up on that. It was something like, "Oh, it was, are you working tomorrow?" It was the weirdest thing. It was something like, "How was your day? And are you working tomorrow?"
What he's doing is he's guaranteeing a yes vote because he's afraid you won't give it to him.
But I already said yes. I said yes.
No,
I said,
no.
Sure, when and where were you thinking? He said, let me think on it. And then a week later, he texts again and says, how was your week?
Darling.
And then he says,
darling,
are you working tomorrow?
Darling,
yeah.
Darling, read the book, Living with a Passive Aggressive Man by Scott Wetzler.
I've already for another man, and I can't believe I've got yet another one. This is crazy.
Well, what's wrong with it? Most of the men in America are raised to be passive-aggressive.
I know.
Well, why don't you do it so that he learns not to be passive-aggressive?
Yes. Well, I've been doing it, but it's like pulling teeth. It's like he presents to me.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You've been doing fine, but you want to go faster.
I want to, yes. But I also wanted to be at his pace. I mean, he has to set the pace. He contacts me regularly.
He's counting on you chasing him.
I won't do.
I know that, but you're training him not to do it now. Why don't you just keep doing it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So it's just going to take a lot of patience. I can tell. It's going to take a lot of patience.
Is he worth it?
Well, since it's only been two dates and since he's not a very talkative kind at all, to be honest, I haven't investigated him enough to know.
Then why don't you date him?
What he does
you
is he texts me these little two-word things.
Honey. I call those clit teasing. You've heard of prick teasing.
Yes, you've said this. I've heard you say that. Exactly.
So why don't you let him be broken?
Okay.
While
so you think he's broken.
Act like a lady.
He's 18 years sober, by the way. I don't know if that's relevant at all.
It shows because his feminine is showing.
18 years later, though. 18 years later.
I'm telling you. If they don't get a woman like you that requires them to grow up, they don't grow up.
gosh. And he's like late 40s, like me. I mean, he's...
Would you please do what you've been doing? You've been...
Yes.
When do you want to see me? Would you please assume you've got the second passive-aggressive man and you're going to do it the way I say, which
absolutely.
Is treat him with respect.
Yes.
Just treat him with respect.
I always do. I always do.
I know that. I hear it. But he's training you to speak like a mother man.
Yeah, he clearly wants me to ask him out. So that's why I said he presents. So he texts, he presents,
darling,
he puts himself in my orbit, and he does it regularly. He does it definitely once a week or
do
more.
Do you know who trained him to do that?
Women, his mother.
His mother.
She
over-controlled him.
Wow, and he's, that's just terrible. Okay,
is he,
good.
Is he 51% valuable to you?
Well, I would need more dates to figure that we haven't had three yet. Now, mind you, this is already a man who, he's the one.
Aren't you, honey, you're supposed to be dating three men.
Oh, I'm dating others. Others are dating me. And in fact, my second question is about the others. Others are dating me. Don't worry. Okay.
Listen to what I'm going to say.
Okay.
8 weeks to call you back before I say he's gone.
Yeah, he checks in weekly, though. He's never done the 8 weeks. But here's what
darling,
he did do. Yeah.
Please let him play his game while you date other men.
Okay, great. I do have one other thing to say. On the first date, he had asked me for a walk. We went on the walk, and I had asked him, I asked him what he wanted to do or where he wanted to go, and he seemed pissed, and he said, well, we have to decide that together. Like, basically, he was kind of taking issue to having to pick the place
and
to go.
And you said to him, I'm not comfortable being a man.
Good, yeah.
I will tell you absolutely if I like what you're saying, but I'm a woman.
Good. Okay. What I had done is I had said, I'm happy to follow your leadership as to blah, blah, blah.
Beautiful.
And he had a very,
gorgeous,
he had a very,
gorgeous,
but that's what he had
gorgeous.
The negative reaction to, Pat. He had a negative reaction to that.
I don't think that is wrong. That's what passive-aggressive... When you ask a passive-aggressive man to do something, he's mad you're not doing it.
Okay, right.
But
so
the problem with that is, once you start doing it, they get mad you're over-controlling.
Yes. Okay, so good. I won't take the bait. I've already dealt with that before. I know what to do and not to do, and it's just with
good
them. It's
girl,
just a bunch
good
of patience.
Girl, good girl.
Okay, so
please.
Moving on to man number two. Man number two asked me on date. Okay, so it's actually a very similar thing. These are men with very similar backgrounds. They're actually even from the same state, and they, you know, so... I'm going to say these are East Coast problems, a lot of this, I'm not sure, whatever. Anyway, so man number two asked me on date one early summer, and it was very late, very last minute, same thing, very late, very last minute, but in his case, it was to go to his house, and I did, and of course, both of them know that, He pouted a little bit when I said that I wouldn't do intercourse outside of monogamy, continuity, and longevity. And then he called me a few days later, and then I didn't hear from him, and we didn't have date two until, like, last week. So, meaning date one.
It was
a total of about 10 weeks because I had done a ritual greeting for July 4th. So I had kind of interrupted his flow. So by July 4th, it was a month. Then I did a ritual greeting.
Did you mother him on July 4th?
I didn't mother him. I said happy 4th. I did no mothering.
Oh, I see. You gave him a ritual stroke.
Oh, yeah. I just gave him a ritual stroke. That was at 4 weeks. And then 7 weeks later, he reached out again, which was last week, and we had date two.
And 7 weeks is not 8 weeks.
Yeah, sure. So he was definitely within the bounds, no worries.
Great.
Okay, now, so on day two, same thing, asked me really, well, actually, he asked me a day in advance that
time. I know
time.
You don't like this.
Well, I've learned with you to follow their lead as to what the date is. It almost doesn't matter, okay? Now, I do have to say...
It doesn't matter because you're molding him into a gentleman.
Yes, I know. I know it's very magical. But I do have to say, Pat, that on both instances, he had nothing for me to eat. And all he had was, like, some tea for me to drink, which...
I want you to understand, sir, it's pushing it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That you have the right to say, well, it's 8 o'clock and I'm hungry, so I'll be going out to eat. Bye.
Oh, instead of accepting the date.
No, instead of eating at his house.
Well, he didn't offer me anything to eat at his house. He offered me to come over.
That's why you said, I'm hungry and I'm going to eat.
Oh, okay. That's what I should do. Okay. So I should go there.
Whenever you want something, I want you to make an appointment and ask for it. I'm getting hungry. I want to eat. So with or without you.
Here's what he does, which I think is hilarious, right? So he'll say, okay, why don't you come? He did this twice, Pat. Why don't you come over? Oh, I'm going to get home at around blah, 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 and then I'm going to eat, and then why don't you come over, like, after? He's done this twice.
Okay, and... because it doesn't feel like a date. What you've got to do is start saying your comfort zone is or isn't
good.
Working.
Okay. So what I was thinking is that next time
yeah,
he asks me out,
what are you
going to
do?
I think I'm going to say it's been lovely hanging out on your couch, and because he has a great life and he travels a lot, and so it's always fun. I have to be honest, you know, on his couch, because he has a lot to offer and a lot to talk about. So it's and we do have a good time together, and we do have chemistry. So I'm going to say, you know, it's been so much fun chatting on your couch. It would be even more fun if we could do something out in the world.
That's you.
What do you think?
Him.
You think that's something?
Yeah. I would. Do you have any other plans for this evening, sir?
Okay.
No.
So.
Okay. I'm going to leave and go eat dinner.
Ooh. I'm almost afraid of doing that.
No, you are totally afraid of him. That's why he's molding you.
You think I'm
afraid
of him.
You're not taking.
Well, should I even show up then? But should I even show up? So you're saying he's invited me to his place. I show up, and then after I've arrived on those terms, I say, "Oh, then if you don't have other plans, then I'm gonna leave."
No, I didn't say that. I said, "Do you have other plans this evening? It's 8 o'clock."
So
and
I should
says,
say that
throw me a line.
Before I go, right? Before arriving there.
No, you can ask him before, are we going to eat dinner or not?
Oh, I'm hungry. Are we going to eat dinner? Okay.
You can always ask him if his plans include food so that you can eat or not eat.
Well, generally, he tells me, let me get home, eat really quickly, shower, and then why don't you come at blah, blah, blah. He makes it clear that he's going to eat before I arrive. He's done it twice. Anyway, I mean, this is a problem that I can keep thinking of.
Honey, is he 51% valuable or
yes.
not?
Yes. Yes. But I haven't even told you. I haven't told you the bigger problem.
Wait a minute. I've got other people waiting for me.
Okay. All right. So I'll call back next week.
What have you gotten out of this conversation?
Well, to apply that. Well, that you confirmed that man number one was passive aggressive, and about man number two that that I should kind of express more of what I'm comfortable with and not comfortable with.
Yes. Will you do that?
Yes, I will.
Good. Call back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Okay. Sam's going to get us another caller. I want to remind everybody, sign up for our newsletter. Caller, you are live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, yes. Just 1 second.
What? Wait, the radio's on.
Yeah, she's turning it down.
Hi there. Sorry about that. I didn't know I would get through.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, one more second.
What is your question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. I'm so happy. There's someone who I had a date with almost a year ago in November. I've been doing the 8 weeks. And we're coming up on, I'm wondering if I could send a message to him on Labor Day or if I should wait 2 more weeks until it's been 8 weeks. So we had 2 dates in November, and then he's asked, like, he would kind of ask me out, but not really. Like, he would say, oh, why aren't we seeing each other? I'd say I'd love to, but then he wouldn't ask out. I'd give him another 8 weeks. And so now it was, I'm wondering if I could do a ritual hello on Labor Day.
What makes you think he wants you?
Well, I don't know if he does. I don't know.
He sees you and then he leaves. How many times has he done 8 weeks?
It's probably been about 4.
Okay. I have no problem with you doing that as long as you're dating 2 other men at least.
Yeah, I'm dating. It's been a little slow in COVID.
Okay,
do
but
I?
You want him. You want him.
Yeah, I do.
But the problem is, one more time, he wants you to mother him. That means put up with what he's doing. Why don't you just enjoy him when he calls?
Okay. I don't know if I did a good thing. The last time we connected, or almost connected, he said we should have dinner. Or he asked, what are you doing this weekend? This is over text. And I said, oh, it's mixed bag. I'm available. And then he said, how about dinner on Monday? And without that, because he's going to go to Newport over the weekend. And so I guess it didn't feel very good. But I couldn't tell if he really wanted, like, I don't know, it didn't feel the best, that he...
Did he keep the date
really...
or didn't he?
Well, he was asking me about the weekend. I said I was available, and then he said, how about dinner Monday? And it legitimately wasn't a great day for me. Like, I was free on the weekend, and I wasn't really free on Monday.
Are you willing to date 3 men until one of them wants you to be his girlfriend?
Yeah, I am. I'd like to date men that I like. Like, I've tried to be open to everything, and then I don't...
Have you had intercourse with him?
No.
Okay.
He wanted a traveling companion, and I wanted a commitment.
Okay. Well, then you're not compatible. He's dating other women, and you're not dating other men.
Yeah, I'm dating other men. I guess I've been more selective because I just can get exhausted over some of these guys.
So you want to, well, then just date him alone, but don't be upset about it because he's not committable. He wants sex for trips and that's it.
Yeah. So is it okay if I do a ritual hello on Labor Day?
Those are ritual things. You can do something on ritual days like Labor Day, mm-hmm. but don't ask them out. Just say, Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, kind of end of summer. Hello. Okay.
What I'm saying to you is, please, don't let them use your life up. Please date two other men to distract you.
Okay. Well, I have a date on Saturday with another guy in first date.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I guess I've been, honey,
yeah. You're one of his women. You're not his woman.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I'm one of his women. Like, he's, you know.
But I want you, if you like him, you can be passive, patient, and vulnerable and go with him every time he calls you and takes you out. But no sex.
Mm-hmm.
Affection, but no sex, intercourse. Because I don't want you to be bonded to somebody that doesn't want you in a commitment.
I don't want that either. But I don't.
But I want you to date other men in case God has somebody else in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
Please have a good life.
I do want
date
to have a good life.
Plus two others.
Okay.
Don't
I kind of got a little exhausted with the duty dating, but I'll keep at it.
Duty dating is having friendships with other men that make you think that life is worth living. With this man, if he's dating five women, you're one of five.
Yeah, but do we just assume he's dating five women, or how do we know? It's not dating me.
Because he's not dating you every week. He's not dating you every week.
Yeah.
Men that are interested date you at least once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What should I do with a guy who... What would you do in this situation? There's another guy who I met online, and he was kind of trying to ask me out, and it didn't quite fall in place. And then he said he was, he loved when they started a relationship with, but, you know, I sounded great.
I did not decipher what you just said. What are you saying to me?
I'm asking about another scenario, if I can reach out to someone. So someone told me that, like, 3 or 4 months ago that they were starting a new relationship. Like, is it ever possible to, like, I don't know, like, do a ritual hello and see if they're single again or they're gone?
I'm hearing that you're running into men that want sex for nothing.
Yes, I am. But I don't know what other kind of men there are. Like, I don't meet any other
men. Honey, it's the way men are today.
Yeah.
So please, be affectionate, but don't have intercourse.
Mm-hmm. Right, but how do I? So, if someone told me, like, if someone had said they started a new relationship, do you ever, like, reach out to see if they're single or just let it go?
I did not hear what you just said.
Sure. So, I'm asking about a different situation.
I appreciate that, but what I'm saying to you is the same. I want you to date three men while you're falling in love with one.
Mm-hmm.
Until he falls in love with you.
Okay.
Will you do that?
I can do that. Do you, like, yeah, I can do that. Just, do we think it's going to work? I feel like I've been
out for a long
time.
It works with other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Please date three men.
Okay. So I'm asking, the first one was, Okay.
No, I'm going to the next person.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Call back.
All right. Okay.
Day three.
Okay.
All right. Right.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that website again is www.oneistore.com. That's where you can find Dr. Allen's all kinds of her amazing products. And I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen does special sessions to hear high buy letters and critique them. You reach out to info@drpatallen.com to get in on that. And life scripts. Dr. Allen does life scripts. And you can also reach out to info@drpatallen.com to set one of those up. Carla, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do have a question. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your question?
My question is, there's a guy online who I had a phone conversation with and who asked me out to dinner for tonight. And he named a restaurant, but he never gave a time. And I haven't heard from him today, and it's now going to be 6 o'clock soon. And I'm wondering if what the etiquette is. Like, do I just assume he's flaking on me, or
do you have
his
phone number? Do you have his phone number?
Yeah, is it okay to reach out? I do.
Yes, of course. You need the data. You need to know where you're supposed to meet him.
Okay, what do I say so that's not chafing?
You say, I don't know where to meet you at what time.
Okay. Okay. That's that. That's what I wanted to know.
He asked you for a date tonight, and you don't have enough information to keep the date.
Right. And I haven't heard from him, which is strange. But
then, we can't. He didn't break any other agreements.
Okay.
See what the date tonight was. Is
okay. Get
good
more
luck.
Data. All right. I'll do that.
Get
thank
more
you.
Data. Good.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Surely. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Good luck. Okay. Let's see if we have some. Oh, we do have some time. So let's see if we can get another caller here. I'm going to reach out to our switchboard and see what's shaking.
And John, if you're listening, I heard your voice. Please feel free to call back.
Yeah, definitely. John, call back.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hello. You are live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. I'm from your Tuesday group.
Oh,
I recognize that voice.
Anyways, I just wanted to give you an update. Remember last week we talked, you know, that the French guy went on a couple of dates with him.
Yes.
And anyways, he had called me one day and I was on the phone with a friend and then I was leaving to go to a birthday party for another friend. And he just said, just called to see what's up. Is how I put it. And that's when I sent him a text and I just said, you know, received your call or thank you for your call. I am at a friend's birthday dinner. And last week you said, oh, that's fine. How I responded, it was feminine. Well, then right after that, he unmatched me and I did send him a message a couple days later just saying, you know, sorry that it was busy at the end of the week. I'm available to chat on the phone to discuss what's up. And he never responded.
I understand. So something about what you said ticked him off and he fired you.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Well,
no problem.
But the problem is it hurt your feelings that he did it, but once tonight, everybody's got feminine men doing this to them.
Right, and I understood that at the when he did it, I'm like, wow. I must have triggered something in him that he got angry. I didn't take it personally. I was good. Yes, it did. It did hurt my feelings a little bit because he was coming on so strong.
I fully understand that. But I hear that he calls you at the last minute and you are already doing something. But his ego wanted to be, please don't be free girlfriends, free sex partners, free wives, free whatevers. It's not good for you to be bonded to a man who doesn't want you for you.
Absolutely. And so that's why I just, in my own mind, I just said, wow, I must have triggered something. Don't be surprised
if he calls back. He may have just gotten mad that you weren't available.
Right. And but I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, so. Don't hold. He's got eight weeks. I say they're not gone till they're gone 8 weeks.
Right. And then the other guy that I really like, yeah, I haven't heard from him for over 2 weeks now. It's 2 weeks and 2 days. And so I'm bummed out about that, but I'm going to hold off on the wait week.
Feelings aren't, what?
I'm going to wait the 8 weeks.
I want you to do that. That's good. Oh. You're doing a good job being a self-loving woman.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you. I just wanted to give you that little bit of an update.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was one of our regulars from our groups.
Yes, such a sweet.
Okay. Let's see if we've got more time. I'm trying to check with our switchboard to see if he's willing or able to give us one more call before our time is up. We don't have much time. So let's check. Okay. He's saying we don't have time for another call. We've got somebody right behind us in the show. So, Dr. Pat, what a great show we had tonight. We got to get into some really deep stuff.
Good.
What do you have to say before we go tonight?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? Or what do I have that I don't want? Followed with action or inaction as soon as possible.
No kidding. Amen to that. Everyone, I want you to remember to sign up for our newsletter, www.drpatallen.com. If you are interested in the life script or you want more information on the high bi-letter reading, you can send an email to info@drpatallen.com. And until next week, we love you. Bye
bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.